It's Monday, April 16th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Another Roman Catholic priest was killed in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Africa on Sunday last week. A gunman shot 38-year-old Etienne Senginyumba not long after services that day. Multiple militant groups operate in the North Kivu region and have killed 3 priests in recent years. Bishop Theophile Kaboy Ruboneka said, quote, "We live in total chaos. We are completely abandoned by everyone. We live only thanks to Providence. I ask the faithful of the Universal Church to pray for our region so that they can rediscover peace." End quote. 1 Corinthians 12:26 says, "And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it." A museum opened earlier this month in Japan to commemorate Christians who were killed for their faith before the country legalized Christianity in the 19th century. The museum is located at the historic Ura Church in Nagasaki, remembering the 1597 mass crucifixion of 6 missionaries and 20 Japanese believers in that city. On Friday, President Donald Trump ordered the U.S. military, in conjunction with France and the U.K., to launch strikes on Syria over a suspected chemical weapons attack that the country's President Bashar al-Assad authorized. Trump said that the strikes targeted chemical weapons facilities. The Russian-backed Syrian regime has denounced the strikes and denied involvement in the suspected chemical attack, which reportedly took the lives of dozens of people in the Syrian town of Douma. Over 23,000 people have signed a Family Research Council action petition in support of Metro City Church in Michigan, which is under attack for hosting a counseling event for people committed to sexually perverted lifestyles. Pastor Jeremy Chassau said his family has received death threats for seeking to offer biblical counsel on sexuality. And incredibly, 2 Democratic state representatives of Michigan have called for the attorney general there to investigate the church. American Atheists fired their president, David Silverman, last week over allegations of sexual assault and undisclosed financial conflicts of interest, reports BuzzFeed News. Silverman has denied the accusations. Known for his billboard-style atheist evangelism, Silverman raised awareness for the organization, encouraging people to skip church, saying Christianity is a myth. Describing the wicked, Asaph wrote in Psalm 73, "Pride is their necklace. Violence covers them as a garment. They set their mouths against the heavens, and their tongue struts through the earth. Truly, you set them in slippery places. You make them fall to ruin. How they are destroyed in a moment, swept away utterly by terrors." Tennessee Republican Governor Bill Haslam signed legislation last Wednesday to remove state Medicaid funding from abortion giant Planned Parenthood and other organizations murdering unborn babies. Bill sponsor Senator Mike Bell said, quote, "This bill is a statement from this legislative body. It's a statement from the people of Tennessee that we want our money to stop going to providers that perform elective abortions," end quote. Researchers at the University of Michigan Life Sciences Institute and the Howard Hughes Medical Institute have discovered the role of a part of God's creation once thought to be useless. Once considered, quote-unquote, junk DNA, satellite DNA consists of a simple and very repetitive sequence of genetic code, reports Science Daily. Researchers published their findings recently in the journal eLife, saying satellite DNA performs the crucial function of ensuring chromosomes bundle properly inside the nucleus of a cell, without which the cell would die. Psalm 104, verse 24 declares, "O Lord, how many are your works? In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your possessions." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Monday, April 16th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. If you want the right worldview for your news, you'll want the right worldview for your children's education. That's why we've produced the Worldviews in Conflict curriculum for your teens. It's a curriculum that will equip them to engage the war of the worlds. Check it out at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.